Hello and welcome to WaveScan, the international DX program from Adventist World Radio. Researched and written in Indianapolis by Dr. Adrian Peterson and in Los Angeles by Ray Robinson and produced in the studios of WRMI Shortwave in Okeechobee, Florida. I'm Jeff White. This is edition NWS 799 for release on Sunday, June 16th, 2024. On WaveScan today, the 30th anniversary of Radio Miami International, WRMI. And we'll tell you about some upcoming shortwave DX meetings in the Western Hemisphere, and also about a contest you can enter to win a virtual World Radio TV Handbook. Radio station WRMI in Okeechobee, Florida, where this program is produced each week, is now the largest shortwave station in the Western Hemisphere, having grown tremendously from its humble beginnings 30 years ago. Our anniversary was actually 2 days ago because it was on June 14th, 1994, that we first began broadcasting with the regular program schedule. Ray Robinson in Los Angeles looks back now over some of the events of the past 30 years.
Thanks, Jeff. Radio Miami International has always been a very progressive commercial shortwave station owned and operated by our very own Jeff White. Jeff, we congratulate you on an amazing 30 years. As well as operating WRMI, Jeff is also the longtime Secretary Treasurer of NASB, the National Association of Shortwave Broadcasters, and has served as the Chairman of HFCC, the High Frequency Coordination Conference, since 2015. As we mentioned in our feature 3 weeks back about Radio Earth, Jeff first became involved with shortwave broadcasting in 1983. He and his colleagues had a vision for creating a commercial shortwave station in the Caribbean, but began by producing programming in Curaçao that was aired over Radio Clarín in the Dominican Republic. Over the following 11 years, he produced programming for Radio Earth and Radio Discovery that was carried via WRNO in New Orleans, WHRI in Indianapolis, KCBI in Dallas, Radio Clarín in the Dominican Republic, and Radio Milano International in Milan, Italy. In the fall of 1984, Adventist World Radio, AWR Asia in Pune, India, came into the picture. Occasional items from Radio Earth were included in the old AWRDX program, Radio Monitors International, and that DX program in its entirety was carried regularly in the shortwave schedule of Radio Earth. As we also reported 3 weeks ago, Jeff left Radio Earth in 1985 to focus on other shortwave projects. Eventually, through contacts with Cuban exile organizations and the Cuban American National Foundation in particular, he and a Cuban broadcast engineer by the name of Kiko Espinosa jointly applied to the FCC for a shortwave broadcast license, which was approved with the call letters WRMI, standing for Radio Miami International. They acquired a 50-kilowatt Wilkinson transmitter, model AM50000B, from the Dominican Republic, as well as a 5-kilowatt modified ex-military unit as an auxiliary transmitter. A corner reflector antenna beaming 160 degrees toward the Caribbean and Latin America was installed, supplemented later by a Yagi-style log periodic antenna beaming 317 degrees northwest over the USA towards Vancouver, Canada. The first open carrier test broadcasts from the auxiliary transmitter were made on November 11, 1993. Test broadcasts from the 50-kilowatt unit commenced soon afterwards. When all the necessary technical adjustments had been completed, including the suppression of an unwanted harmonic, the station implemented a regular broadcast schedule on June 14, 1994, 30 years ago, last Friday. The two antennas were used at different times of the day, meaning that certain hours were beamed to North America and other hours to the Caribbean and Latin America. During its first 20 years, WRMI was heard with regular programming 24/7 on three different frequencies: 9955 kHz from 0900 to 1200 UTC daily, 15725 kHz from 1200 to 2300 UTC daily with variations on weekends, and 7385 kHz from 2300 to 0900 UTC daily, again with variations on weekends. Eventually, WRMI used 9955 kHz 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. A lengthy series of digital analog broadcasts on behalf of the National Association of Shortwave Broadcasters, NASB, were conducted in late 1994 on Saturday nights in North America at 0230 UTC on 7385 kHz. For a couple of years in the early days, much of the programming from WRMI was also heard on a delayed relay from station HRJA, Radio Copan International, in Tegucigalpa, Honduras. A 1 kilowatt transmitter there was operated by Radio Estereo Amistad, and it was intended to grow into a major relay service for coverage into North America. However, the transmitter was removed from service for modification on October 31, 1995, and it never returned to the shortwave bands. Whilst WRMI did produce some of its own programs, such as Viva Miami, most of the airtime was sold to outside groups, including political, religious, commercial, and cultural organizations. During those early years, programming was noted from Radio Prague International from the Czech Republic, Vatican Radio in Europe, and Radio 16 Décembre, or 16 December, in Haiti, a station whose name in Creole commemorated the date in 1990 of the first free and fair democratic election in Haiti after the fall of the 29-year-long dictatorship by the Duvalier family. In addition, WRMI also relayed a downlink from the satellite service of World Radio Network in England, which itself carried many stations throughout the world, including Radio Japan in Tokyo, Col Israel in Jerusalem, and Radio Australia in Melbourne. Sadly, Kiko Espinosa, the co-licensee of WRMI, passed away in 2005. And then in 2013, an amazing opportunity opened up. WYFR Family Radio signed off for the last time from their site in Okeechobee, Florida, on June 30, 2013. Radio Miami International stepped in to buy the site, which was the largest privately owned shortwave transmission facility in the Western Hemisphere, with 14 transmitters and 23 antennas beamed in 11 different directions around the globe. One transmitter was decommissioned in the August, but of the remaining 13 units, two are 100 kilowatt Continental 418Ds, eight more are 100 kilowatt units custom fabricated on site to the same design as the Continental 418Ds, two are Gates 100 kilowatt units, and one is a Gates 50 kilowatt unit. Of the 23 antennas, 12 are log periodics, 10 are rhombics, and one is a curtain, which have differing takeoff angles and frequency sweet spots. The sale went ahead, and WRMI prepared to transfer all broadcast operations from Miami to Okeechobee. The last broadcast ended at midnight local time from Hialeah, Miami, on November 30, 2013, and the first broadcast from Okeechobee began at the exact same time, which was actually December the 1st. The call letters were also transferred to the Okeechobee transmitter site on December the 1st, although an office and studio were still maintained in Hialeah. WRMI now has a studio and administrative offices in Okeechobee in the 16,000 square foot transmitter building about 20 miles north of Lake Okeechobee. The antennas and transmitters are located on a 660-acre site, about 1 square mile of land, which is also used as a cattle ranch. Most programming is in English or Spanish, but some programs are in Creole, Portuguese, and other languages. Programming is organized into 11 different channels or systems labeled A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, J, K, and L. These 11 channels mix and match the transmitters and antennas they use throughout the broadcast day to ensure optimal signals are sent to the desired target areas. Only channel B, which mostly uses 9955 kHz, is also streamed on the internet. All the other channels are broadcast on shortwave only. Full details of the transmission schedule and a listen live button are available on WRMI's website, www.wrmi.net. The transmitter and antenna facilities at WRMI remain mostly the same as when Radio Miami International took over the site in 2013, although a handful of hurricanes over the years have done some damage in the antenna field. We here at Adventist World Radio salute Radio Miami International, WRMI, on the occasion of their 30th anniversary, and we also express gratitude for the fact that WRMI has now carried 1,320 AWR programs for DXers and shortwave listeners. That's 521 editions of the original Wavescan, which ran from 1995 to 2004, and now 799 editions of New Wavescan, or NWS, this program, which started in 2006, all as a service to the DXSWL community. Radio Miami International has always been a very reliable verifier, and many listeners in the Americas, Europe, and the South Pacific own prized QSL cards from this station. The AWR Heritage QSL collection, currently on its way to Canberra, Australia, contains more than 50 QSL cards and letters from the shortwave services of Radio Earth, Radio Discovery, WRMI, and the various program services that have chosen WRMI as their broadcast platform. So congratulations from me too, Jeff. Have a piece of cake on me.
Thanks, Ray. It's been 30 years of mostly fun, and we look forward to perhaps another 30 years if all goes well. Thanks for that review of the last three decades of Radio Miami International. You reminded me of some things I had forgotten about myself. Next week, Ray will bring us the unlikely story of the Hollywood actress who co-developed a device for countering radio jamming and obtained a patent for it from the U.S. Patents Office. Well, how would you like to win access to the World Radio TV Handbook's web app? Well, we have an announcement about a contest from Arun Kumar, producer and presenter of the DXers Diary program on Trans World Radio. Arun says, "I have happy news from the World Radio TV Handbook. The publication has come forward to give two free licenses for the WRTH web app to DXers Diary listeners. DXers Diary is broadcast every Sunday at 1500 UTC on 15390 kHz in the DRM mode on KTWR Guam. And in its analog form, regular shortwave, not DRM, it's on 11965 kHz on Transworld Radio every Wednesday at 1100 hours UTC. So once again, in DRM, it's Sunday, 1500 on 15390. And in analog shortwave, it's on 11965 every Wednesday at 1100 UTC. Now, this is what you need to do to take part in the drawing. Listen to DXer's Diary on a regular basis for the next 3 months and send Arun Kumar your reception reports. The listeners who send him reception reports on a regular basis for 3 months will be eligible for the lucky draw. Arun says he will soon announce the date of commencement of the contest. And the contest is open to both DRM and analog shortwave listeners. Reception reports should be sent to dxersdiary at gmail.com. That's dxersdiary, dxersdiary at gmail.com. And here's what the beginning of DXer's Diary sounds like.
Welcome to this special broadcast exploring DRM technology. I'm Scott Hollinger. We're here to share how KTWR is going to change the way you listen to shortwave radio. Our new transmitters use Digital Radio Mondial Technology, or DRM for short. DRM provides a strong, clear signal so you can enjoy the broadcast of KTWR.
This is your favorite DX program, DXS Diary, and I am your friend, Arun Kumar Narasimhan from Chennai in India. This 5-minute weekly DX program is broadcast every Sunday in 15390 kHz DRM mode from 1500 hours coordinated universal time, in 11965 kHz on Wednesdays from 1101 hours UTC.
Okay, so we hope two of you will win the WRTH web app licenses. Every year here on Wavescan, we tell you a bit about the National Association of Shortwave Broadcasters, or NASB in the United States, which has an annual meeting in different locations around the U.S. each year. Well, this year, for the second time in NASB's history, the annual meeting will take place in Canada. That's because the association has an associate member in Hamilton, Ontario, very close to Toronto. That associate member is Galcom International. Now, you may not have heard of Galcom because they don't manufacture radios for retail sale to listeners. They make radios generally for Christian radio stations around the world who give these receivers to potential listeners in their target areas. The Galcom radio receivers are about the size of a smartphone, maybe a bit thicker. And the neat thing about Galcom radios is that they are solar-powered, with a small solar panel on one side and two rechargeable batteries inside. This is very handy for people in certain areas of the world, particularly rural areas, where it might be difficult or expensive to obtain replacement batteries. So anyway, Galcom is sponsoring the 2024 annual meeting of the NASB at its headquarters in Hamilton, about an hour from Toronto, and also an hour or so from the famous Niagara Falls, which is right on the border between Ontario and the U.S. state of New York. The dates for the meeting are July 22nd and 23rd, so it's coming up very shortly now. Representatives of several U.S. shortwave stations will be in attendance, and the NASB welcomes shortwave listeners and anyone with an interest in shortwave radio to attend and take part in the meeting. So far, I can tell you we have a talk planned by Fred Waterer, who writes the Shortwave Listener column each month in a very good online magazine called the Spectrum Monitor. Fred will take a look at trends in shortwave programming from around the world. We will also have a presentation by Steve Canny, who's been the QSL manager for shortwave station CFRX in Toronto on 6070 kHz. Steve has been QSLing reports for the station for 32 years now. There will be several other presentations as well, and also a tour of the Galcom factory, where the solar-powered radios are manufactured. We'll be able to actually see the radios being built. I say we because Ray Robinson and myself will be there at the meeting, and we look forward to meeting any Wavescan listeners who might be able to join us at the 2024 NASB annual meeting in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. There's no charge to attend the meeting, and some of the meals are even included. You just need to get to Hamilton on your own and pay for your accommodation. Arrangements have been made with a nearby hotel for NASB delegates to stay at a special rate. And there will be a trip to Niagara Falls on the afternoon of the second day of the meeting, July 23rd. The best view of the falls is from the Canadian side, and we'll have a special opportunity to see the falls from the Skyline Tower, where we plan to have dinner in an observation deck 775 feet above Niagara Falls. You can find full details on the NASB website, which is www.shortwave.org. That's www.shortwave.org. Then just click on Annual Meeting Info. The dates again, July 22nd and 23rd. We hope to see you there, and we'll be bringing you programs we record at the meeting here on Wavescan after the meeting takes place. And there's another shortwave listener meeting here in the Western Hemisphere that we should tell you about. Actually, our friend Cesar Fernandez of the Grupo de Exista Mexico sent us information about the 2024 annual meeting of that organization, Grupo de Exista Mexico. It's going to be in Mexico City on August 2nd and 3rd. Cesar tells us the following. I'm writing to inform you that on the 2nd and 3rd of August of this year, the Mexican DXers and shortwave radio listeners will meet in Mexico City to celebrate the 30th annual Mexican DX meeting. On this occasion, the facilities of our beloved Radio Educación will be the headquarters where DXers and shortwave radio listeners We'll meet again, as we have been doing every year, to talk, exchange experiences, and do some DXing. This edition will be a very special double celebration, as Radio Educación celebrates 100 years of broadcasting. Wow. It's very fair to say that since the beginning of the annual DX meetings, we've always received great support and backing from all of the management and technical staff of Radio Educación.
Radio Educación es la radio cultural de México.
Producimos más de 5,000 contenidos originales al año, que también son escuchados en emisoras públicas de todo el país.
Noticias, cultura y la música más diversa a través de nuestras señales.
Escúchanos a través de las frecuencias 96.5 FM y 1060 de AM en Ciudad de México.
También nos puedes escuchar por internet.
Vibra la radio pública. Vibra Radio Educación.
Gobierno de México.
By the way, you can hear Radio Educación on shortwave on 6185 kilohertz. During these first 30 years of meetings, we've seen many technological innovations. I'm continuing the message from Cesar Fernandez here. Many technological innovations that make it easier for us to DX. We've expanded our field of exploration to other bands and modes of transmission. We've incorporated social networks to communicate with colleagues from all over Latin America and around the world. We hope that you can disseminate news of our event and an invitation to DXers, radio listeners, radio enthusiasts, and in general to the entire shortwave audience who wants to join us in this special celebration. Message from Cesar Fernandez de Lara Garcia of the Mexican DX Group. Now, let me just say that I, as well as our WaveScan editor, Adrian Peterson, have attended many of these annual Mexican DX meetings in past years, and they've always been enjoyable and educational. We can recommend them to anyone with an interest in shortwave radio. And although the primary language of the meeting is Spanish, I know people from the United States and other countries who don't speak Spanish who have greatly enjoyed attending. Many of the folks in Mexico speak English, and they always make everyone feel welcome. So, if you want more details about the 2024 Mexican DX meeting on August 2nd and 3rd in Mexico City, you can send an email to Cesar Fernandez. His address is Fedela, that's F-E-D-E-L-A 69 at gmail.com. Again, that's F-E-D-E-L-A 69 at gmail.com. And his name is Cesar Fernandez. And since this is of special interest to our WaveScan listeners in Mexico, I hope everyone else will indulge me for just repeating part of this announcement briefly in Spanish for our listeners in Mexico. Estamos hablando sobre el 30º Encuentro Nacional de DXistas Mexicanos, que tendrá lugar el 2 y el 3 de agosto en la sede de Radio Educación en la Ciudad de México. César Fernández del Grupo DXista México nos dice: me dirijo a ustedes para informar que los días 2 y 3 del próximo mes de agosto, los DXistas y radioescuchas de la Onda Corta Mexicanos nos reuniremos en la Ciudad de México para celebrar el 30º Encuentro DXista Mexicano. En esta ocasión, las instalaciones de nuestra muy querida Radio Educación, Señal Internacional Cultura México, serán la sede donde DXistas y radioescuchas de la Onda Corta nos reuniremos nuevamente como cada año para hablar, intercambiar experiencias y hacer DXismo. Esta edición será una muy especial doble celebración, pues nuestra Radio Educación cumple 100 años de transmisiones. Su frecuencia de onda corta es 6,185 kHz. Esperamos que ustedes puedan darse difusión a nuestro evento y hacer la invitación a los DXistas, radioescuchas, entusiastas a la radio y en general a toda la gran audiencia de onda corta que nos quiera acompañar en esta especial celebración. César Fernández de Lara García, del Grupo DXista México. Para más detalles sobre el encuentro, favor contactar a César Fernández. Su correo electrónico es Fedela, F-E-D-E-L-A, 69, arroba, gmail.com. Otra vez, fedela69@gmail.com.
Sigue las señales que viajan por el espectro radioeléctrico.
Sintonía libre.
Sintonía libre.
Un ancho mundo de frecuencias.
And that was the introduction to a very popular DX program that Radio Educación has broadcast for many years called Sintonía Libre. By the way, you can hear them on the frequency, the shortwave frequency of 6185 kilohertz. One of the regular contributors is a well-known DXer and shortwave listener named Luis Alejandro Vallebueno. And we end WaveScan today with a song by Luis Miguel, a very popular Mexican singer. And this song is called Mi Ciudad, My City. And it's about Mexico City. Thanks for listening to WaveScan, the international DX program from Adventist World Radio. Researched and written in Indianapolis by Adrian Peterson and in Los Angeles by Ray Robinson. Coming up next week on WaveScan, the Hollywood actress with a patent for countering radio jamming. WaveScan is heard weekly on KSDA in Guam, AWR relays in various locations, WRMI in Florida, WWCR in Tennessee, Voice of Hope Africa in Zambia, and IRRS Italy. Send reception reports directly to the station you're listening to. Reports for KSDA and other AWR sites should go to qsl@awr.org. Other correspondence, not reception reports, can be sent to wavescan@yahoo.com. I'm Jeff White at WRMI Shortwave in Okeechobee, Florida. Till next week, good listening, everyone.